Taiwan special, two of the week. Okay, so while I was in Okinawa, my YouTube channel in Taiwan was taking off. Now this is not a Taiwan channel. It's an American channel. It's bilingual. You can follow the channel JCUSATW. That's the slug. Slug. That's what we call that. Oh, you could say username. So in other words, YouTube.com. I'm sorry. That's web dev techie talk. The slug. That you could say that's a username. YouTube.com/JCUSATW. That's the YouTube channel that's going viral. And I am becoming a YouTuber in the Taiwan market because of this. But it's an American channel. It is not a channel that, in fact, in the videos, I don't target the Taiwanese. I talk about the Taiwanese, but if you actually look at it, you could not make a case that I'm targeting the Taiwanese. That is a bilingual channel, and I'm talking to Americans as much as I'm talking to the world, but I've made it bilingual. It's got Mandarin and it's got English constantly. Then it's an American channel. It's got an American phone number. I'm an American, and I can run that from anywhere I want in the world. It is not a Taiwan channel. But as a YouTuber, from the ethereal, non-technical, non-legal, from the marketing perspective, I'm a Taiwan YouTuber now. Now, what do I think about this? Google Ads. I've looked into them. So I'm going to talk about Google Ads. I was seeing in the YouTuber, I don't know if you know much, if you ever upload videos to your YouTube account, but there's like... there's like a little YouTuber news area, you know, this creator studio thing. Google has some stuff that, like, they put out tips or information, like what the metrics are, that useful information for YouTubers. I don't watch it because I kind of run my own idea. It's useful to watch the metrics. I might watch it someday, but I've already got it. I had an idea and I went with it and it started working and growing. And so I don't need extra ideas. I don't need to have more information. If it works and I don't need to improve something, I'm not going to change my DNA. I'm kind of not open to too many suggestions. I've got a loyal little audience. It's, you know, for now it's little, I see, you know, 600, 700. If it's from those people that really love it and they tell me something, I'll listen to them and I'll change something maybe. But if I know what works, then I'm going to continue to do it. This channel was the result of my creativity. I'd been in Taiwan 10 years. I understood the Taiwanese culture, the people, what's lovable about them, and I know the challenges they face. And I know things that they don't that I think they would be happy to know. And I put all that together. And I also, I used Thor Ragnarok as a tone concept. You know, Thor Ragnarok was a little bit irreverent. You know, yeah, sorter, and thy crown will be united with the eternal flame, and I will grow as big as a mountain, and Asgard will... Sorry. You know, and Thor's spinning around while the chain... Well, he's dangling from this chain. Oh, sorry, excuse me. I'll be back around in a minute. I lost you there. Hold on. Okay, and I want you to say your crown will be united with the eternal flame, and you'll grow as big as a house? A mountain! Okay, and then I'll plunge my sword deep into a... Sorry, hold on, I'm coming, you know, so it was very irreverent, and the actors actually worked with the directors, like, they wanted to kind of take the Thor story in their own way and make it a little more comical, like, the actors wanted that, and so they worked together and kind of wrote their own plot a little bit, kind of, but I followed that irreverence, there's this, if you watch the YouTube channel, there's this tone thing, beep, you know, and it's got like the color bars that you see on the TV sometimes when nothing's airing. I created those color bars. I created that sound effect. Most people might think that I stole it from someplace or it's an error in the editing. I took about 4 hours to create my own to standard. Everything there is very on purpose. I think someone complained about the noise in the tone beep thing, being too loud and that it hurts the ears. And I agreed with him. So I spent 6 hours maybe three, editing and redoing my formatting for that to bring the sound down so that it didn't hurt your ears listening to it, and probably no one would ever notice. Like, that's what was going into this YouTube channel. So it's me and this kid. He's Christian Royu. I talk about him in my From Asia with Love stuff, and I talk about Royu in some other places. Royu's, he's fully American. He has an American passport. And I just get together, and from one American to another, I just teach him some English, because I saw, you know, he was growing up in Taiwan. He doesn't have formal English teaching. And it was just, it would be a crime for me to let this kid be around me and not, you know, and he not have standard American English. So I talked to the parents and they said, okay. And we just kept meeting and talking and having ideas. And this YouTube channel, it was one of the many things that just come out of this. While talking to me, he just became a Christian. I didn't try to make him Christian at all. I didn't try to proselytize him. I just lived my life, and life happened to him, and he decided, I want to become Christian. And so he did. And it's amazing what he's becoming as a person from that. And so that's going on, and we've got this little mini frickin' frack translator routine, and it's really great. So originally my idea was that I would talk to the Taiwanese, but this frickin' frack back and forth thing going on with Royu, it's interesting. It's turning out that it actually adds value to the channel. It, you know, things, you know, you try something and then you do your best to get there, and life always takes a slightly different course than you'd expect. It, you know, good success is the result of good planning and understanding. 10 years living in Taiwan, I wouldn't say is so much research as it was preparation, but it's pretty close. You could consider him the same. But for me, it was more preparation, incubating, sitting in there, surviving, absorbing the culture. Finally, I said, you know what? I know how to make these guys laugh. I know how to teach these guys stuff. And basically, in the YouTube channel, in that Taiwan special, in that JCUSATW, it says, the title is American Taiwanese, is what it is. The title of the channel explains it all. Basically, that type of conversation that I have there is pretty much what my conversations go like with the Taiwanese on a daily basis. That's what that is. Okay, well, okay, reminder, I feel like I've got to say this. I'm an American naturally, and I always will be an American, and it would be wonderful to me. I would be honored to receive a secondary Taiwanese citizenship, but I will always be an American first, always. And I'm not going to change that part of me. And if I ever become naturalized as a Taiwanese citizen, my goal and purpose in that would be to help Taiwan Americanize in some ways, and to understand what good parts of Taiwanese culture I could bring to America's culture. But America is and always will be my first citizenship. And I would never, never renounce my American citizenship for anything else. I never would. If I had to give up all other citizenships to keep one, the American citizenship would be the one that I would keep. But for me, I really think that it's important for me to go through a naturalization process in Taiwan, because America is a nation of immigrants. But the people who vote in elections, most of the electorate, have never been immigrants themselves. So it's kind of hard to really understand what's going on without having been there. So in a way, I kind of wanted to immigrate to Taiwan so that I could understand Americans and go back and help America just do better. So I don't think that we're going to get immigration fixed this time around. I don't think we're going to get immigration fixed until such a time as I enter American politics. And I will go back, and I will always love my time in Taiwan, and I will always consider Taiwan my home away from home, but America is my home. I think that those are my priorities, and I'm saying it now. You know, a while back, you know, someone told me that I bailed on America. I bailed on my hometown. And I don't know where that guy was coming from. It's kind of sad. I don't think that he was an angry person, but that was the last time we ever talked before he got sick and died. And it's kind of sad. I think that maybe he was just struggling with some anger issues, and I'll chalk it up to that he was living in rare form. But I don't know where that came from, the idea that I bailed, that I abandoned America just so that I could go to see the front lines of one of America's allies in one of the greatest conflicts, if not the greatest conflict of our time, the conflict with China. So I could come here and see what America's war was like away from home. And so that I, because I know war is brewing anyway. So I'm watching it brew. And so I'm over here, I'm watching this, and I'm understanding what it means to be an immigrant so that I can understand what it really means to be American. How is that abandoning America? That makes no sense to me at all. That doesn't make any sense to me at all. That's like the person who says, my computer wouldn't turn on, so I put it in the dishwasher to see if cleaning it would help. It's like, what? Like, that's how crazy that sounds to me. When people say, you abandoned America, that sounds as crazy as someone saying that they put their laptop computer in the dishwasher to see if that would fix its problems. Like really seriously. It's like what are, like, how unaware of the universe are you? It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Okay, so going through, my YouTube channel, how does that relate to Google and the YouTube channel? I went through this process. This is my thinking. This is where I'm coming from. And I started this YouTube channel, and it was going viral while I was in Okinawa, while I was taking the picture behind me. I mean, before this picture behind me, Kate Manzamo. By the way, this hat is an A&W hat. I don't know if you can see it, but this is an A&W hat from Okinawa. This is my souvenir from Okinawa. In fact, you know what? I'm going to take the hat off. I don't know what it's going to do to the colors, but I'll show you here. Right there, it's the tag. I don't know if you can see it. I'm showing it on the camera, but the tag there, it's A&W Okinawa. Okinawa has A&W shops. Okay, so there. I showed you the tag if you wanted to see it on the video. Okay. Google Ads. I saw in the Google vlog, the Google for YouTubers vlog thing. Pardon my French. I saw in their Google announcements that Google is curious about, they want feedback about their ad policies. Frankly, I kind of don't feel like telling them. I'll say it here, but I'm going to let the others say it. I don't hate Google. It's fun to hate Google because they're big. It's always fun to hate anybody that's big. I'm disappointed, that this former or whatever Google exec guy is starting a religion with a man-made AI as its god. Like, how dare anyone have a man-made anything as its god? That's absurd to me. So I'm very disappointed with that. And I think that Google should take away his pension just because he's being stupid. But apart from that nonsense, and then again, okay, the other nonsense is that, you know, Google is censoring some people. And I don't like that. Yeah, Google's censoring some people. I think Dennis Prager said, Google says that they didn't censor your video on purpose. It was an algorithm that censored it. You take it to court, you sue them, and Google sides with the algorithm. So, I think that's kind of ridiculous. Grow up. All right, but that's little. That's really little. Google still has a lot that they do offer the world, and Google has a lot that they have done for the world. And I'm happy and honored to stay on Google and to keep doing YouTube stuff with Google for now. Okay, so Google Ads. If Google changes their ad policies, I might join. But for now, Google Ads just wouldn't be convenient for me. And I'm going to explain to you why. The inside of the Google Ad thing. As I've said, I'm doing these podcast episodes, and they're supposed to be conversive. You put it in the background, you play it. A lot of people don't know that that's how podcasts are supposed to work. I sit and ramble, you go about your life, and you could sit and it's like we're having a conversation. That's what talk radio is. That's what AM talk radio is. And that's the genre that I do. That's what podcasting is supposed to do. A podcast is supposed to be talk radio that you can take with you. And it doesn't have, it can be any time. It's like talk radio TiVo is what podcasting really is. You can listen to it on your own schedule. So I'm, what do I think about Google ads? I don't mean this to attack Google. I'm not, this isn't,
oh, I hate, you're so stupid. I'm gonna,
that's not what I'm doing here. I'm just giving you a fair critique on how I see it. And if things change, I might change. I'm open and objective about this. Okay, got that disclaimer out of the way. The trouble with Google ads is the events. It's called an event, something that happens. Developer world, someone clicks. That's called an event. Ooh, there was a click. So the computer program has to be written so that it responds to the click. So that's an event. The events that happen inside of a Google advertisement don't make sense to me. In TV and newspaper advertisements and billboards, the advertiser pays in order for the advertisement to be present. Or we could say to be presented. That's an interesting overlap of word roots. I'll say it again, in traditional, from today's perspective, 2019, traditional advertising, television, newspaper, magazine, printed periodicals, and billboard advertisements, advertisers pay for the ad to be present and presented. This creates trouble and nuisance for the audience, the readers, the drivers who would rather look at a blue sky than a busy billboard, and the people who'd rather hurry up and watch the television show rather than watch an advertisement. But the advertisements pay the bills. And that's how you get stuff, quote unquote, free. Watching and seeing the ads and stumbling around them is the price you pay to get a newspaper that's less expensive or to watch TV shows that wouldn't be free. Advertisement pays the bills. That's understandable. And this is a good thing because there are businesses that we like and they want to get out a message. Those businesses aren't in the business of being viral and getting attention. They're in the business of their local business. And they want you to know about their business. So they advertise and we learn about them and then we're happy. So hopefully it works out. All right. Well, in Google ads, it doesn't work that way. They show the little long rectangle picture box that covers up the bottom of the video and is annoying. You click to hide it. You leave it there. Doesn't matter. The advertiser, the advertiser pays nothing. You saw the ad. You learned about the company. You have brand awareness for whatever that thing is, but the advertiser didn't pay for you to learn that stuff. You're learning stuff and the advertiser's freeloading. And the YouTuber whose channel is annoying and that you kind of don't like that part of his channel because of this, he doesn't get any money. The advertiser's making his channel more annoying. You're more annoyed. The advertiser got free brand awareness and the advertiser paid nothing for this benefit. And the YouTuber got nothing for him helping this advertiser by annoying you. That makes no sense to me at all. And that might explain why, that not making sense might explain why YouTubers aren't making dollars. Advertising revenue isn't big. And it's probably because the events aren't going to be there. The only way someone makes money is if someone clicks on that. That little rectangle picture that you can X out in the YouTube videos at the bottom of the video. If you click on it, the advertiser pays, the YouTuber gets money. Now that doesn't make sense. The YouTuber only gets paid because someone else made an interesting ad? The YouTuber doesn't get paid if the advertiser didn't make an interesting ad? How does that make sense? I mean, if I was the advertiser, I'd say, wow, I want to make an ad that's so boring, nobody's going to click on. I'll make this YouTuber an annoying YouTuber and annoy his audience without paying anyone anything. I've created problems for others. People, I did create brand awareness, and they'll be aware of my brand, and I'll work that into my marketing strategy. So I just need brand awareness in order for it to work. But I'm going to make sure it's so annoying that nobody wants to click on it. If I were the advertiser, that's what I would think maybe I should do. Now, I'm an honest person, so and I'm a smart person, so actually I don't need to do that. I have alternate ways. And we'll get to that. Okay. There's another way to advertise on YouTube, and that's the video. You know the video you can skip in 5 seconds, you know? Or, you know, the video will resume after ad plays, and it's like a 10-second ad. Those work an entirely different way. Those little videos, click to skip or you can't skip, it'll be done soon videos. In fact, the ones that you can't skip, I'm not even sure how those work because Google doesn't explain it. In the YouTube policy, Google doesn't explain how those little, you can't skip this ad, this video ad works. I don't explain that. But, you know, you can skip in 5 seconds. If you skip it, the YouTuber doesn't make money. If you click on that video, the YouTuber doesn't make money and the advertiser doesn't pay. The only way that the YouTuber gets paid is if you watch that advertisement video to the end. You can watch everything but 1 second and skip it, and nobody gets a dime. Again, that doesn't make sense. You click on it. It worked. Nobody pays for that. Someone doesn't like your YouTube channel as much as they like this annoying advertisement, and that's how they get paid as a YouTuber? Someone else made a good video, and that's why the YouTuber gets paid? Someone else made a bad video, the YouTuber has no choice, and that's why the YouTuber doesn't get paid? This just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. I think that there should be a payment for ads being present, and there shouldn't be any pay at all for the clicks. If you're going to pay for a click, it should be adless. It should be no ad. If an advertiser is going to pay a YouTuber to click on something, then it should be, okay, YouTuber, if you can get people to click on this with no advertisement, but you convince them to, then I'll pay you. That's what click advertisement payments should be. And as for this video thing that goes all the way to the end, that should no one should pay for that. If you're the advertiser, you want people to watch your video all the way to the end, make a good video. If you're the advertiser and you want to get paid, then that's your job. You get, if you want people, if you're the advertiser and you want your ads to work, then make good ads, man. The advertiser should get paid if people click, not the YouTuber. The YouTuber should get paid if his audience was annoyed. You click on something or watch an awesome video all the way to the end, that shouldn't be the YouTuber that gets paid. It should be the advertiser. You're the advertiser. People watch your video all the way to the end. They learn about what you're doing. Your business is going to grow. It should. So you get paid by having your business grow. That just makes sense to me. And Google didn't think of this. Oh, dear. Heaven help us. My YouTube strategy is entirely different. I'm doing what a lot of YouTubers do, and that is that they... Actually, I'm not doing what a lot of YouTubers do. I'm doing something similar. A lot of YouTubers don't want to be part of this. They don't want to be part of the circus at all. So a lot of YouTubers, they just get sponsored by companies. Excuse me. Some company comes along, hey, you're a famous YouTuber. Would you please talk to your customers about my products? And I'll give you money if you do. And so the YouTuber talks about it. Maybe he gets paid if people buy products, which is what that whole thing is. Hey, click here, go buy something. You get a discount because I sent you. And he gets paid because you purchased something. That's how a lot of YouTubers make their big cash, is they promote other products and they make money doing it. Like they're kind of like salesmen in a way. Like, they talk about this, and then they also talk about, they basically run the advertisements themselves. That's how they get paid. Well, YouTube's not making money for that. So that's what most YouTubers, I think, are doing. That's what a lot of YouTubers in Taiwan do. That's what a lot of YouTubers in America are doing. My strategy. I'm not going to go sell products for someone else's company. I already have the other companies. I already have the other brands. I'm an author who has books. I'm a computer programmer and I have customers. I've got an English teaching curriculum. Like this curriculum can teach English to other people. So I've already, I'm the YouTuber that people listen to. And I also own the other business that would be advertised. So that's two middlemen that I've cut out of my equation. And that's how I do my stuff. How do you like that, yo? So those are my thoughts on Google. Now, one other thing about Google. one of the other reasons I'm not doing ads right now is, I'm supposed to get like an ad. It's called an AdSense account or something. Like if I want to run Google ads, I have to get an AdSense account. And so my YouTube channel in Taiwan is getting big enough where I can start to set this stuff up. But I tried to open the AdSense account and here's what happened. The page where I go to log in says, you already have an AdSense account. Go close that account. Don't know how to find your other account? Click here for our troubleshooter. I go through the whole troubleshooter and none of it works. I email Google, tell them I've got this weird fluke in the system and nothing happens. They send me back at it. And so I'm locked in this weird system where there's this other AdSense account, but I can't log into it and I don't know how. And the troubleshooter doesn't work at all. And I've told Google about it and they do nothing. So I'm lost in this little loop where my account can't get an AdSense account and I'm not able to advertise because Google doesn't have their poop in a group. So if they ever get that sorted out, I hope they do. And if they get their ad policy changed so that the advertiser gets paid for the clicks and I get paid for being annoying, then if I get that, then I might consider advertising in Google. But for now, my strategy is going elsewhere. And if I get a big enough channel and I'm too successful by having a channel that doesn't have annoying advertisements, I might keep it that way. That's Google and Ads. And what I'm learning as a rising YouTuber. See you tomorrow.